The pasuk says, "Vayeter Yitzchak LaHashem Lenochach Ishto Ki Yakarehi." I'm giving a very loose translation now. Yitzchak davened Hashem for his wife, Ki Yakarehi, because she was barren; she couldn't have children. Vayeoser Lo Hashem, and Hashem listened to him. Vatar Rivka Ishto, and Rivka conceived. Zokta Sefarno, the Nochach Ishto. Avalpi Shehufta Chalazera Sheirash, even though he was promised that his children will yarshin him, even though Yitzchak was promised that his children will yarshin him, his spala will tell Yisparach, Vidavent Hashem, Sheitein lo osa azera, that this child that he should have, Mizos haguna hanitzeves nochacho, that the child that he has should be from Rivka, who was standing opposite him. This woman, this special woman, hanitzeves nochacho, who was standing near him. So the first thing that occurred to me is that it's obvious this Sefarno is asking a kasha. Afalpi. So afalpi, so what's this kasha? Afalpi shehufta chalazera sheyirish, even though he had a havtacha. So what's the kasha? Because the pasuk says, Vayeta Yitzchak LaHashem. Yitzchak was davening. So what was he davening for? Why would he have to daven? That's l'chora his kasha. Why did Yitzchak have to daven? And if you don't agree with that shot in the Sefarno, then I'm whatever. So if I'm right, you're wrong, and if you're right, I'm wrong. So l'chora, that's the Sefarno's kasha. Afal pi shehufta chalazer shirish, even though he had a tocha that he's going to, his child will yashin him. So then, Mistama, the kasha is, and why is he davening here? So what's the Sefarno's teretz? His spal lekel yisparach, he davened Hashem, she knows his enemy, zos haguna, and seves nocho. Of course he'll have a child, but who says the child I'm going to have is going to be for Rivka? Oh, okay, that Havtacha wasn't who the mother was going to be. The Havtacha was only that he's going to yarshin, his child will yarshin him. So he knew he's going to have a child. So he wasn't davening that he's going to have a child. He was only davening that the child that he has, the mother should be Rivka. Because otherwise it would be a situation like with Sarah. Sarah couldn't have a child and had to take Hagar. Or maybe the other, Imos, they took the, you know, Bilhah and Zilpah, maybe. So Yitzchak was davening. Now we have a teretz, because how could you be davening? So Mamashe, makes no sense. Why would Yitzchak be davening for a child if he has avtacha? You don't even have to daven. It's like an automatic. In, done. And you have avtacha. There's nothing to worry about. It doesn't even require tefillah. In summer, that's what Sefarno is saying. And I would have left it at that. Nice idea that if you have havtacha, you don't have to daven. You could take it to the bank. But when I saw the Gemara in Yevamos, I got a hair in what the havtacha is and the level of bitachon that Yitzchak had. Zog the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Nasa Isha. If you marry a woman, v'sha ima esa shanim lo yalda. You married her for 10 years, nebuch v'lo yalda. They didn't have children yet. Yotzi. He should divorce her, v'yitin ksuba. And should give her a ksuba. Why? Shem lo zacha lehibonos yimena. Maybe he wasn't zocha to have children from her. How do we know this? They tried bringing rayas. Skip down a few more lines. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, the beginning of the line. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. Veleilach mi Yitzchak. Why can't we learn this halacha out from Yitzchak? Learn what out? The halacha that if you married 10 years and you weren't zocha to children, so you should marry someone else, because maybe you were not zocha through her. Where do we know this from? Leilach mi Yitzchak. We can learn now from Yitzchak. The ksiv by he Yitzchak ben Abam Shana b'kach toas Rivka. Yitzchak was 40 years old when he took Rivka. The ksiv the Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana b'ledas Hasam. And it says that Yitzchak was 60 years when he gave birth to them. What would be the raya? I'm not sure. Huh? It's 20 years of Yitzchak and Shishim. Oh, so it doesn't count. Oh, Baruch Hashem. But then the first maybe 10 years didn't count. I didn't realize that. Maybe it made sense. But okay, the first 10 years didn't count. We have the whole Cheshbon figured out. The first 10 years don't count, or something like that. But they're trying to be a riot from here. Okay. Amalei, so how do they answer this kasha? Amalei, Yitzchak Akur Haya. Yitzchak himself was an Akur. So in other words, Yitzchak couldn't have children. Yitzchak couldn't have children. He was an Akur. So now, if Yitzchak couldn't have children, so Mela, he can't bring a riot from there because he couldn't have children. So it can't be that he could divorce her, because who says it's Rivka? He wasn't Zocha because of Rivka. He himself couldn't have children. So Lamaisa, if Yitzchak was an Akur, as many learn that Yitzchak was an Akur, so now it's even a bigger deher in this Sforno. Because, you know, Bishlam of Yitzchak is a, you know, he was regular, he had no issues, and the only issue, Lechora, was that Rivka was an Akara after 10 years. So, you can hear a Kasha. Now, you know, as you hear this Sforno's Kasha, that what did he have to daven for? He had a Haftacha. Whenever the Ibono Shalom says it's ready to go. L'maisha, Yitzchak wasn't Akur. That means that Napshat didn't have children. Napshat didn't have children. He wasn't able, wasn't physically able to have children. I'm not sure what the Matthias was. They say Avram was a... Avram and Sarah were a... I don't know if it's the same word for a Zach and a Keva, a Tumtum. But that he had... They had no Simonim. So I'm not sure what the difference between an Akur and, but the Maisa, if he was an Akur, so the Sephorno has the same kasha. As if the Metzius is that Yitzchak was an Akur, so what's the Sephorno's kasha? The Maisa, Hashem said he's going to have Avtocha, but he mamish can't have children. Avapi shehuftach al azeres shirish. He had a haftaka that his son will have the Yerusha, but lemaisa he's physically unable to have children. But yet you see still, there's a little behar, you still that the Sforno has the same kasha. Yitzchak was on the madrega that haftaka is haftaka. And even though it wasn't just that he didn't have any children yet, so this is patient, but he physically, when he looked in the mirror, he knew he physically can't have children. It would require a shinoi hateva. Mamash a shinoi hateva. It would require a shinoi hateva for him to have a child, and he shouldn't even daven for it. And this one has a kasha. It's only with this, he has a rebus of teretz, which is, you know, there's a teretz that the child should come to him. It's almost like the shinui d'chiki. You know, he didn't think that wasn't pashup shot, otherwise he wouldn't have the kasha. But you shouldn't even, even in such a situation, you don't even have to daven. So just, you see, just a certain level of bitachon that a person could have. I'm not saying a person shouldn't daven, I'm not saying that, but just maybe on Yitzchak's level, I don't know exactly. But just to that level that the Sforno still has the kasha, even though Yitzchak would have required a shuni hateva in order to be able to have the child, the Sforno still has the kasha, what's he davening for? He has avtacha from the Baruch Shalom. That's the first point. The second point you take a look at, now this Rabbeinu Bachai, don't get nervous, I know it's a big one. If there's time, I will not go a second past 6:30, but if there's, because there's no precedent to start nights later, so we won't go a second past 6:30, so if there's time, I just want to say over one thing at the end of this Rabbeinu Bachai in connection with all the tragedies that took place, but it's not a shmooze, so I won't, only if there's time, but probably won't be time. So the top of the Rabbeinu Bachai, he says as follows. Mikan yesh lilmod od koach hatfila. We see from this whole episode of Yitzchak and Rivka an amazing koach hatfila. Shigdola ma'od, which is so powerful, afila shanas hateva, even to change the teva. Mitamze hiske loshan vayetar. That's why it says over here, Vayetar Yitzchak, the low Omar Vayispalal of a Yitzchak, doesn't say davened or he screamed, Vishar Lashonos. Kim Lashon Otter, it's in Lashon Otter. Otter is a shovel. Vachenu Vinu Zekon Levrach, Husha Amru, Perakam of the Sukkah, Lama Nimshala Tulasan Shaldikim La Otter, Lama Nimshala Tulasan Shaldikim La Otter. Why was the Tfilas of Tzadikim compared to a shovel? Ma otter ze mahapachagoron, just like a shovel overturns the silo. Hazem imakom lamakom, from place to place. Kach tfilos and shel tzadikim, just like a shovel turns around the wheat in the silo from place to place. So too tfilos and shel tzadikim mahapachas daito shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It changes the position of the Baruch Shalom. Mividas Achzarius and Midas Rachmanis. From the Mid of Din to the Mid of Rachmanis. The Euro. What is the beer? What's the Pshat? Mahat and Mahapach has a Tua Mimatul Amaila, just like the Tua, the shovel, overturns the wheat from bottom to top. Vachach Mapelas Imaila Mata, then it falls from top to bottom. Kach hat Tzadik Bitfiloso, so to a Tzadik Nistfila. I'm not really sure how to read the rest of this. Machshavoso. Is that referring to the machshava of the tzaddik of Hashem? I wasn't 100% sure. Kach hatzaddik v'tfiloso machshavoso meshotetes v'ola mimata l'mayla. The machshava goes up from top to bottom. V'achim mamshech umorid hashefa mimata l'mata. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I assume that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's influence goes from top to bottom. His tefillahs go up, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu goes down, and it turns it upside down. So I was thinking, what's in the biuro? He says in the biuro, what's he eating more than the Gemara and Sukkah? The Gemara and Sukkah said a very nice story. It's sort of compared to a shovel. I figured it out. Just like you take a shovel in a storage house, it turns over the wheat from place to place. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you daven, you change from the Midas Hadin to the Midas Rachmanis. What's he getting in the Biuro? Ma ha'asa mahapach hasatfu mimata l'mayla v'achach mapelas, and then it falls in ma'al l'mata. Kach ha'tzadik b'tfiloso, so to the tzadik b'tfila, I'm not sure whatever it means, but it sounds like it also happens. I think that just he's emphasizing just this idea that we may have gotten from the Gemara. It's mamish, a total turning upside down. It's not, it's mamish upside down. You go from top to bottom, bottom to top, because that's not written in the Gemara. The Gemara just says ma'ata zem mahatach agorn hazem imakom lemakom, from place to place. And what does that mean, from place to place? You have the maybe ability to go from a little bit, but I think in the Biuro, he's emphasizing, just bringing out this idea that it's mamish a total v'napachu, totally. Too early to say that. It's too. Mamish, you turn it from top to bottom, from bottom to top. There's mamish no shaytes from the midas adin to the midas zuri, the midas adin to the midas arachamim. There's the ability of tefillahs can mamish turn the whole situation mamish topsy turvy. And Rabbeinu Bachai calls that a old yeshlumot old koach atfila. She'd go more afila shana sateva. He's trying to just bring out this deher. And that's number two. The deher that the tefila, we have to remember that the tefila is not just the mispal for things that we need, but even things that need a total turnaround. We can't lose and forget that the koach atfila has that koach. We have that ability to turn something mamish topsy turvy. And one last ahead, which I think adds to the koach atfila, the tefila shmuz, is take a look. I saw this, later last night. This Medrash Rabbah is my own benora. Vayeta Yitzchak lenochach ishto. Okay, I'll skip the first half because that's not where the shmuz is from. Rabbi Yudin b'shem Rebbe Lakish ikir matarin lo havala. She didn't have, I think it's translated as ovaries. The Golach la Kadosh Baruch Hu ikir matrin, and Kadosh Baruch Hu had to formulate them for her. Vayeter lo Hashem, Reb Levi Amar, Mashal leben Malachim. What does he mean, Vayeter lo Hashem? It's a mashal to the ben Malachim, the son of kings. Sheyachoter alaviv, Lito Litra. He was digging. Choter is to dig. He was digging to get a leader of Shalzav, a leader of gold. He was digging. Vayazeh choser mibifnim. Vizeh choser mibachutz. This one was digging from the inside, and this one was digging from the outside. Shekein v'arvya, because in Arabic, Korin. Oh. I don't like making copy this at two words. Korin lechatirasa asirasa. Vayetar is also in Arabic. That's how you get the Lashon Vayechta. Okay. So you take a look at the Matnas Kuna. Akara himashna betoldasa haisa akara v'nekar beis rachma. So in her, from birth she was an akara, and her beis rachma, her rechem, was not there. That's why I'm assuming that by Yitzchak also, they say akara, I'm assuming that. To debate this assumption wouldn't be so good from the earlier shmuz, but I'm assuming Yitzhak also knew. He knew he was an ukar. It's from birth. Okay, maybe it's debatable. I'm not so familiar with the biology of it, so if you want to argue me about that, just get some medical research. Otherwise, I'm just going to argue with you. You're just going to argue. So, if I'm wrong, but medically I'm wrong, but I assume ukar over here means he knew. Okay, that has nothing to do with this shmuz. I just want to throw that in, just in case anyone wants to go take that route. Litil litra, pirish litil litra. What's the explanation of litil litra? Vigam aviv chatzis litno. His father also wants to give him the gold. Vayachoser kenegdo, and he's digging opposite him. Deshiyemaher lekachdo. He should hurry up and get it. You hear what the pshat is? The pshat is that when somebody davens for something, so what's the pshat? Vayet elo Hashem. Hashem acquiesces. The pshat is that the person is digging this way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is digging this way. They're trying to get to the same spot. He's trying to give it to him. That's the pshat Vayet elo Hashem. Just the same way the person's Vayet HaYitzchak, so Vayet elo Hashem, Hashem's also digging. Just that the hair that we have to mamash constantly remind ourselves that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a father. What father doesn't want to give his child what the child's asking for? And if he can't do it right now, but he's trying, he's digging. I know you're trying, but I'm also trying. We're both digging together. It's not shat that he doesn't want to do it, but if you daven, it's Gzeres HaKasev. He wants to do it. Such an amazing, encouraging Chazal, inspiring us to daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us get it. Not just going to give it to us, grant it to us. He's also digging, kaviyachal. Okay, there's 2 minutes left. I just want to say the end of this Rabbeinu Bechai. It's not a shmooze. Just I got a little emotional. I had these terrible tragedies and it's been on my mind. It says, V'da ki arba imol sholosh mihen hayu akaros. Three of them were akaros. Sarahu shekosu bati sarah akara, Rivka, Rachel akara. Of alderech hapshat. Alderech hapshat means, this is pashut pshat. Alderech hapshat. Sometimes you say alderech hadrush. Alderech hapshat. We don't always, we say we don't know the line when something happens. We don't know why. But here we have a little glimpse into why. The why. It seems so cruel. Everybody knows that tzaddik, the kaniyos, couldn't have children. Alderech hapshat yeshlosei stam likaros and mos. It gives a reason why they were karos. Sarah hoysa karos shtei sibis. Sarah was for 2 reasons. Ha'akas v'dei sheyetzi yishmol mi'avram. Because they wanted Yishmol to come from Avram. Ribbono Shel Olam. Shenemar, hineni yadati atzrani Hashem miledes bono shechasi. Hasheni kidei l'shano shma. Because they wanted, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to change Sarai's name to Sarah. V'loma hutzu achshino shma. Why did you have to change her name? Tila horos emuna nemona. In order to teach emuna. Ki kishanivra olam behei. Because when it says behi baram, I looked it up. Behi baram, behei baram. Tach bitol koach hamazel behei. Mazel also was vuta. I have no idea what that means, but the mazel was nullified. V'lamadnu sha'odon shasidim ra'uches. I have no idea what this means, but I do see that. Wow, there's mamish halakha things going on over here. Goes a whole arichas over here. The Rivka gam ken yedua ki yitzchak ben arboim shana haya kishlocha. Also by Rivka. It was known that it was 40 years old, Yitzhak, Vishali de Yaakov, the ace of Hayyab and Shishushana. They were born at 60. Vimkin Esim Shana Shasi Moshlayod, there were 20 years. The Zed Tamakrusa, this is why she was barren for those 20 years. You know why? De Shalo Yetze Esav Latar Bisra B'chai Avram. The reason is so that Esav should not go off the derech while Avram was living. Avram was, So the whole reason why is that we didn't want Avram to be alive. Whatever, his days, whatever, 175 years, that was set. We had to delay the birth of these twins until Avram wouldn't see it. And Yishmol did tshuva. B'yom sheniftar Avram, bo b'yom yotza Esav l'tar b'shra. The day Avram died, it's not like Esav. I don't think they say Esav went off the tar b'shra because Avram died. Is that what they say? I don't remember that. But the mamash waiting. The Ribbono Shel Olam knew. He was waiting. V'zeh hanozet shoshu Yaakov. That's why he made the lentils. V'atam b'rochel deshatiya siba l'bila v'zilpa sheitzim hen. And by Rachel also, the reason was that, so Bill and Zilpa should have done Naftali, Gad, and Asher. There's a whole cheshbon. So this is, sometimes it's just good to remind ourselves. We kind of don't know the reasons, but here you have, you know, the cheshbonos that Rebbe Bechai is bringing out. There is a cheshbon. If we want to sit down, we could. It's not so good. We shouldn't think there's cheshbonos. We don't know. You know, we had, once had a terrible tragedy in yeshiva, and someone, I was secretary, someone called me. He had a whole cheshbon why it happened. He wanted to know if it's the eisgehalten, if it's the right cheshbon. So I went to the reshiva, and the reshiva says, you know, we shouldn't do that. We don't do that. We don't know. We can't know. Anyhow, we can't know. But just as a chizuk that the cheshbonos are there. You hear these, you know, some of them are lofi cheshbonos, some are posha cheshbonos. Taka, it makes sense, you know. And then Bechai is saying them. Just that they hear that there is a cheshbon in the world. It's everything's a tav, komandavid, rachmona, the tav of it, the mechazik or amuna. And then I'll be talking.